This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Haram Helmy. Mike Sanders, the chairman of the Missouri Democratic Party, is stepping down next month. Dan Verbeck reports the move is not a surprise.
The incumbent Jackson County executive is in his second term as Missouri Democratic chairman. The former county prosecutor said he'd made a point he had planned to leave the job after the elections of 2012.
But, I mean, fundraising was going well. We needed to make sure that the party was in a good position to transition to the next chair of the Missouri Democratic Party. So I was asked by party leaders to stick around until after roughly this July. It's July, and so here we are.
Sanders said the time is right for him to leave. The party is in the black, it can make payroll, and staff is in place. What Sanders called the perfect time to transition after all the fundraising. The next head of the Missouri Democratic Party will be chosen August 24th. I'm Dan Verbeck.
Officials say two companies are planning to open a new facility in northern Missouri to build and refurbish intermediate bulk containers. The project in Chillicothe calls for more than $5.1 million in investment and is expected to create 87 jobs. The $50,000 square foot facility is to be co-opened by IBC North America and Clean Tide Container. Governor Jay Nixon announced the project on Wednesday. The Department of Economic Development says the companies have not filed an application for tax incentives. Governor Jay Nixon continues to travel across the state to discourage House members from overriding his veto on an income tax cut bill. Speaking at the MU campus in Columbia, he highlighted the bill's potential effects on higher education funding. KBIA's Christopher Husted has this report.
Governor Nixon said passing House Bill 253 could result in a funding slash of $67 million per year for the state's higher education institutions. His office says the University of Missouri system alone stands to lose $31 million per year. The governor also fired off a laundry list of education programs and positions in peril if the veto is overridden, including scholarships and research funding. And although Republican House Speaker Tim Jones has recently told reporters that it will be difficult to garner enough votes for an override, Nixon said he will continue to point out the bill's flaws and the gravity of the vote.
My sense is that the legislators, many of whom did not realize all the problems that this bill have, are recognizing very clearly that there is no need to raise taxes on prescription drugs, defund our schools, or jeopardize our AAA credit rating. And I think they're communicating with their leadership about that.
The General Assembly is scheduled to reconvene for its veto session in September. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
U.S. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri introduced a bill today that he says will streamline some government regulations. Jennifer Davidson has more.
The bill would have Congress create a new commission, which would take input from the public on which regulations are outdated, unnecessary, or too much of a burden. That commission would then report back to Congress with recommendations of what changes to make. I'm Jennifer Davidson.
For KBIA News, I'm Haram Helmy.